message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for this great opportunity and privilege that He has given to me to stand before the people of God tonight. And I trust that God is going to bless you tonight in the name of Jesus. Our God has been a faithful God. He has been a wonderful God. We've been studying on the hand of God. And tonight we are looking at the topic, assessing breakthrough via the hand of God. Assessing breakthrough via the hand of God. I want you to know that every one of us, in fact, I don't need to let you know, you already know, everybody desire breakthrough. Who is here that doesn't desire breakthrough? Is there anybody like that? You don't want any breakthrough. You don't want to enjoy breakthrough. You just want to be there like that. Nobody does not want breakthrough. Everybody wants breakthrough in one area of their lives, one area or the other. We all desire breakthrough. The Almighty God is the giver and the maker of breakthrough. If you look at the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11. And I returned and I saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill. But time and chance happen to them all. The race is not to the swift. It is not to the smart. It is God that brings blessing. It is God that brings breakthrough. Praise the Lord. There's a scripture that Papa often talked about, and that is 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. And it talks about nothing that you have that is not given to you. For who maketh thee to devour from one another? And what art thou that didst not receive? There is nothing that you can have except is given unto you. Praise the Lord. So breakthrough comes from God. God is the maker of breakthrough. But you know, the funniest thing is that many people are seeking breakthrough, but without the understanding of what breakthrough is. And because of this lack of understanding of what breakthrough is cast in the life of a lot of people. Praise the Lord. You know, you can know rice, but there are some rice that you may not really know. Rice is a staple cereal food that is eaten. There are some rice they eat in China that if you ask me, I don't know if I've eaten it before. Maybe by accident or I don't know. And maybe the one they eat in Thailand. But it is still rice. And even if I've eaten it, I don't have the understanding of how it is prepared. You know, one day I saw a particular rice that has perfume. I don't know if you have seen that. Perfumed rice. And I was asking the person, how do you eat this one with this kind of smell? And he said, it's nice. Very expensive. Very expensive. Now, this is where I'm going. A lot of people know breakthrough, but they don't understand what breakthrough is. Praise the Lord. And because of the lack of understanding, if I don't know how to cook Chinese rice, for example, I know it's rice, but I don't have the understanding of how to cook Chinese rice. And I said, Pastor Ebenezer has come to visit me. I'm going to cook Chinese rice. I bet you by the time Pastor Ebenezer finished eating, he's going to land in toilet, in the restroom. Praise the Lord. Because I'll cook something that is not what it ought to be. And that is the mistake a lot of people make. People look at breakthrough as having cars, having houses, traveling abroad, wearing nice dresses, looking trendy. People look at breakthrough as that. Yes, those are good. Those are breakthroughs. But breakthrough is deeper than that. And it is only by the hand of God that you can enjoy the true breakthrough. So what is breakthrough? What is breakthrough? Number one is, breakthrough is a sudden, dramatic, and important discovery. A sudden, dramatic, and important discovery. An improvement, a development, or an advancement to someone's life and destiny. An improvement, a development, or advancement to somebody's life and destiny. Number two, I'll be rushing tonight because of my time. Breakthrough means to go forward in the right direction. Because you can be moving forward, but in the wrong direction. Moving forward in the right direction, that is, to move towards your goal and objective. For example, I want to go to Lagos. My target is Lagos. In fact, precisely in Lagos, I'm supposed to go to Ikoyi. Precisely, I'm supposed to go to Bodilon Road or Thompson Avenue. Let me use Thompson Avenue. I'm to go to number 5, Thompson Avenue at Ikoyi. Then I actually arrive in Lagos, but I face Ali Mosho. Then I find myself at Ayobo. I'm not moving in the right direction, even though I've made progress. Praise the Lord. Number 3, breakthrough means to dislodge or overcome a difficult challenge or hindrances to advancement. To overcome a difficult challenge or hindrances to advancement. For example, breaking through the enemy's barrier. Most often, when soldiers go for battle and there is a siege of the enemy and they are able to break through the ranks of the enemy, they say they've made a breakthrough, a major breakthrough. Praise the Lord. Number 4, it means taking new territories, new grounds, new victory, new accomplishment, changing levels to greater height. I take that again. It means taking new territories, a new ground, a new victory, new accomplishments, and taking and changing levels to greater heights. Sometimes you can change levels. You are single this month, 3 months from now, you are married. That's a breakthrough. That's a breakthrough. Praise the Lord. You know, there are some breakthroughs that it's so common that we think it is natural. And that is why many a times many of us sleep and we wake up and we don't even deem it fit to say thank you to God. Because we feel it is our right to wake up. We feel it's our right to wake up. That's why when you achieve a good success in your academics, you believe that it is my right to achieve good success. After all, I studied. I want to tell you there are several people that studied more than you and they didn't have the grade that you had. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Number 5, having an unhindered access to the power, blessing and grace of God. Having an unhindered access to the power, the blessings and the grace of God. And I tell you, many of the discoveries that were made in science came as a result of inspiration of the Holy Spirit. That is unhindered access to the mind of God. Praise the Lord. Having unhindered access to the power. That's a major breakthrough. When you have an unhindered access to the power, to the blessings, to the favor, to the grace of God, you enjoy what is called breakthrough. Quickly, tonight, I'll be looking at some points on how to assess the hand of God for breakthrough. I'll be looking at that. You know, breakthrough does not just come. It is not what you sit around waiting for it to happen. You just sit down and you expect breakthrough to happen. No. Breakthrough does not happen that way. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In the book of Matthew chapter 11 verse 12. The Bible said the kingdom of God from the days of John the Baptist. The kingdom of God suffered violence and the violent take it by force. Breakthrough is not what you just wish. And you just sit down and say, Papa has prophesied there's going to be breakthrough for me. So because of that, I'm just going to fold my hand. I'm not going to do what is necessary. And I will enjoy breakthrough. I tell you, you will not enjoy any breakthrough. Let the biggest and the finest, best refined anointing oil. Best refined anointing oil. Let a whole bottle be poured on you. And you are going for an examination and you refuse to study. I tell you, your paper might be stained with oil. Even yet, the person might score 0. Praise the Lord. So, breakthrough is not what you just sit around for, it's something that you have to go all out for. So, we'll be looking at how to assess it. You have to assess the hand of God for you to experience breakthrough. And you cannot assess the mighty hand of God without assessing God. We've been talking about assessing the mighty hand of God. So, number 1 point for you to assess breakthrough is you must be connected to God. Daniel chapter 11 verse 32b, a very popular scripture that we all love so much. The Bible says, and they that know their God, but the people that know their God shall be what? Strong. And they will do what? exploit. They will be strong and they will do exploit. Hallelujah. 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 I want you to know that your connection to God is not the same as a connection to a church. You can be connected to a church and not be connected to God. Hallelujah. For those of us that has a background in the Orthodox churches, wonderful people, they will tell you, you have to be baptized in the church for the church to recognize you. And there are many witches and wizards and many diabolical people and all sort of people that are baptized in the church, but they are not baptized into Christ. They are not connected to God. They have the form of godliness, but they deny the power of thereof. This fan is not blowing because it was switched off. The source of power for it to blow was cut off. And because it was cut off, the purpose for this fan, which was to blow breeze, is not being fulfilled, at least for now. And until it is connected and it is switched on, it will remain like that. Praise the Lord. So until you are connected to God, however, the thing is plugged into the socket. It's like it's in the church, but it's not taking what it needs to experience what it ought to experience. So if you are in the church, you are not connected to God, you can be there, you cannot enjoy breakthrough. Breakthrough will be flying left, right. People will be sharing their testimonies and you'll be wondering, why am I not having testimony? It's because you are not connected to God. Praise the Lord. And many people believe that connection to man will give you breakthrough. Yes. Yes. Sometimes it seems to be like that. But I tell you, if God has not given that man the capacity and the ability and the grace to help, that help will not come from him. No help comes from man except it is given by God. Have you not seen people that have people that are so wealthy and so nice, and yet they are living in penury and poverty? Why are they not so rich? Because they are connected. Do you want to tell me that everybody in the family of Dangote is rich? No. There will be some people that are blood relation that will not be rich. That's the truth. And that's the reality of life. Being connected to man does not guarantee breakthrough. But your connection to God guarantees breakthrough. It is not your connection to man that gives you breakthrough, but your connection to your Creator. Because your Creator knows what He has in store for you. And He said, my plan towards you, a plan of peace, to give you a hope and a future. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6, the Bible says, I have planted, Paul, the apostle speaking, said, I have planted, and Apollos, but God gave the increase. Until God gives the increase, you cannot enjoy breakthrough. And I want you to know this, man's connection is subject to the law of the flesh. And the Bible says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. So the connection to man is limited by the laws of the flesh. You need God to encounter the lasting breakthrough for your destiny fulfillment. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6 says, for not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord Almighty. When you choose to connect to Him, you will flow in His wills and in His ways for your life, and His power will be made manifested in your life. When this fan is put on, it will start blowing. Because why? It is now connected to the source of power. Praise the Lord. Papa will always say that what you are connected to or what you follow will determine your location in life. It will determine where you will end up in life. And I want to challenge us tonight, let's be connected to God. Let's be truly connected. Not that you are plugged into the socket, but the power is not flowing. You are plugged in and the power is flowing. And the power is not low current from PHCN. If it is supposed to be 240, it's 240. If it's 220, it's 220. Not 110. You don't operate at 110 and you want to fulfill destiny and purpose at the maximum level. It will be with a drag. And that is why you must always be on fire. The Bible said the fire must continually burn upon the altar. It must not go down. So your connection to God is what keeps you going. Praise the Lord. Number two, how do you assess breakthrough? is through covenant practice and sacrifice. Covenant practice and sacrifices. Time will not permit me in the book of Genesis chapter 22 from verse 15 down. That story of Genesis 22, Pastor Ebenezer was the one, I think Pastor Ebenezer or Mama used it, and talked about Abraham, how he went for sacrifice, to sacrifice Isaac. And he got to the place, placed the guy on the altar, and about to do the thing, and God called out to him and said, stop. And he stopped. But the interesting part is when you go to verse 16. Let's move on to verse 16. Can media show us verse 16, please, quickly? 22:16. And said, by myself I have sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, that in blessing I will bless thee. I pray that God will bless somebody tonight in Jesus' name. In multiplying, I will multiply thy seed. That is the multiplication that I will give to you will transcend you. It will be to your seed. Your seed as the star of heaven and as the sun which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. Hallelujah. Sacrifice and covenant practice are proven keys to unlock breakthroughs. And many think covenant practice is just about financial blessing alone. No. 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 It's not about financial blessing alone. Yes, financial blessing is key, major part, but it is not. It is a total package to move the hand of God into the destiny of a man. It's a total package. It's a total package. A genuine sacrifice can be anything or take any form, but it must be something really significant. It must be something of great value. In the book of 2 Samuel chapter 2, 2 Samuel 24, verse 24. David told Arunah, he said, look, I will not offer unto God, my God, that which cost me nothing. So I'm going to pay for the threshing floor. And he paid 50 shekels of silver. Hallelujah. So when you sacrifice to God, your sacrifices should not be like, I didn't see me. It should be an wholesome sacrifice. An wholesome sacrifice. When you choose to be connected, you must be ready to sacrifice. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There was no breakthrough for total redemption until Christ was sacrificed. There was no breakthrough for total redemption. Total breakthrough for total redemption came on the cross. It was on the cross, Romans chapter 3, verse 25. On the cross, while Christ laid on the cross, the cloth that divided the holies of holy, when he gave up, was cut into pieces. He said, whom God has set for to be a propitiation, that is to be a sacrifice, through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sin that are past, through the forbearance of God. If you read verse 24, you will understand that scripture better. Christ was sacrificed. Until Christ was sacrificed, was offered, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Until he was made a propitiation for us, there was no true breakthrough for redemption work. So God has to sacrifice Christ. What are you sacrificing? Praise the Lord. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 14. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 14. Hallelujah. To break through barriers, you must be ready to break up your sacrifice. For by one offering, he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. That is the offering of Christ. So, to break through, you must be ready to break your sacrifice. Turn to your neighbor, are you ready to break your sacrifice? Like the woman with the alabaster box. You know, Mama was sharing with me this deep Rema about that, and that made me to want to know more. She broke the alabaster box. The alabaster box looks small, but when you value it, it's like almost a year pay, because it cost 300 denarii, and the Bible talked about a day pay is worth 1 denarii. So it means 300 days job, 300 days. Like salary for 300 days, somebody broke it and poured it on the feet of Jesus and was using it to anoint Jesus. No wonder Jesus said, sell these things and make money. I know that's the problem. Many of us think when we sacrifice the money, we finish. Or when we are sacrificing, we finish. When you sacrifice your gift is not going to finish. It's going to increase the more. When you sacrifice your time is not going to finish. You will have more. Have you not noticed there is busy people that excel the more? People that seems as if the time is not enough, they are the ones that get more results. Why the people that are lazy and sleeping, they don't get anything. Until you are ready to break the alabaster box, break the whole thing, you are not ready for breakthrough. You are not ready. I want you to know, the breaking of the alabaster box is a total sacrifice of our life. She broke everything. And until we get to the level of total giveaway, we cannot enter into total breakthrough. There must be a total giveaway. I give my life away so you can use me. I give my life away. Until you are ready to break your alabaster box, you are not ready to meet with Jesus. If you read the story of that woman, when Jesus resurrected, Jesus revealed himself first to the woman before to the father. He said, don't touch me because I've not gone to see the father. Hello, who should Jesus gone to see first? You know, the father. But because of the sacrifice that she made, when I heard that deed, I said, what? This is deep, Rema. And I tell you, Ezekiah changed the mind of God because he had a sacrifice to put to remembrance. Number three, my time is up. I'm going to run now. Be a man of faith. The Bible says in Romans chapter 1 verse 17, the just shall live by faith. God is always waiting for our exercise of faith. For an exercise of his power in our life. God is waiting for our exercise of our faith. For him to exercise his power in our life. Breakthrough responds to faith the way bread responds to butter. Hot bread with margarine. Hey, the thing responds perfectly. Breakthrough responds to faith the way bread responds to margarine or butter. You spread the thing will go in. By the time you are eating, it's going well. I know you are fasting. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Abraham was a man of faith. There are some food, they respond to one another. I won't tell you my favorite. I won't tell you. Don't tempt me. Praise the Lord. They respond. There's some food I cannot eat without some other things being there. My wife knows. I can't. Hey, you bring it, I'll tell you. Kotikbe. Kokbe. So the eroja must come with it so that the thing will go well. Praise the Lord. To enjoy breakthrough, you must be a man of faith. Abraham was a man of faith, hence he enjoyed great breakthrough. Romans chapter 4 verse 20. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief. No. But he was strengthened in faith. He did not waver. The promise was delayed. He did not waver. He continued in faith. I tell you, when you have faith, you will have breakthrough. He said, if you have faith like a mustard seed, you will speak to this mountain. Be moved from here to here, and it will be. Is that not a breakthrough? So when you have faith, you command great power. Praise the Lord. God never meant us to go through life without enjoying breakthrough, but we need faith to assess those breakthroughs. We need faith. We need faith. Number four, quickly, because of my time, is be passionate about God. Be passionate about God. Papa, I've said this over and over. Be passionate. Be a passionate lover of God. Those who are passionate about the things of God are designed for continual breakthrough. Matthew chapter 5 verse 6 says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. God lovers are carriers of his power. Your passion for the things of God will always set before you breakthroughs. You know, many of us are passionate about our job, we are passionate about our career, passionate about our spouses, our children, our academics. All these are beautiful, they are wonderful, they are glorious, they are nice. But go for the main thing. To go far with God, you need to go for the main thing, which is what? Be passionate with God. Be passionate for God. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. All these things, not some of these things, all these things shall be added. Said the man that will lose his life for my sake will gain it, and he that hold his life will lose it. So when you release it to God and you are passionate after it, those that lose fathers, mothers for my sake, he said, look, you will gain many, many here and even beyond. You have to be passionate about God. Passionate people that are passionate about God are people that enjoy breakthrough all their life. Abandon those ungodly passions. Turn to your neighbor, say, abandon them. Let the desire for the things of God take the central piece of your life. Galatians chapter 5 verse 24. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affection and the lust thereof. Let the desire for the things of God engulf you. Let it engulf you. Those who belong to Jesus have crucified the flesh with the passion and the desire. Their passion is now for Christ. And as your passion is for Christ, breakthrough upon breakthroughs are open unto you. You are opening the door. You are opening the door because God is a God of breakthrough. And last point quickly is be diligent. Say be diligent. Be diligent. You cannot be indigent and expect the hand of God. Proverbs chapter 8 verse 17 to 18. I will not be able to read that because of our time. The hand of the diligent shall do what shall bear rule. Breakthrough is not ice cream. It's not shawarma. It's not item 7. It takes strong and diligent pursuit for you to assess it. Diligence makes you reach out for the best of God in you. It is your diligence that brings out the best of God in you. The best of God, the God, the small g God in you, cannot manifest if you are not diligent. The small g God in you comes out by the instrument of diligence. Praise the Lord. And you know one of the things that diligence does, it humbles you. Have you not noticed that diligent people are usually humble? Real, true, diligent people. And the Bible said, we exalt the humble and push down the pride. Diligence in your work will lead to, diligence in your work with God will lead to spiritual growth. Slackness and slothfulness are two brothers and they are enemies of breakthrough. There are two brothers who are enemies of breakthrough. Let's look at Romans chapter 12 verse 11. Romans chapter 12 verse 11. Not slothful in business, fervent in the spirit, serving the Lord. Not slothful in business, fervent in the spirit, serving the Lord. I want you to know tonight that you cannot be indigent. Indigent means not doing anything and you are crying for breakthrough. It doesn't work. You must be a diligent person, a passionate person, passionate about what you are doing, passionate about God. Passion, your passion must be there. You must be diligent. I've said several times that you can be hardworking and you are not diligent. They are two different things. There are people that are hardworking but they are not diligent. They cannot access breakthrough. Praise the Lord. I want you to know tonight that as we pray tonight, the power and the grace to access breakthrough shall be released unto us in the name of Jesus. God wants you and I to enjoy outstanding breakthrough. He wants to make us a showpiece. He said he had a good thought towards us to give us a future and a hope. But I tell you, until you are connected to him, you cannot access this. And tonight, if you are here, you are not connected to God, or you are not connected, but you are not a carrier of his power. The current of the spirit is not flowing through you. Because they that are born of God, they are spirits. The current of the spirit is not flowing yet. I want you to know that you can connect yourself back to God tonight. You can reconsider yourself and reconnect yourself back to Jesus tonight. And as you do that, God is going to give you power to access breakthrough. All eyes bow, all eyes closed. Tonight, quickly, I want us to pray. Quickly, I have just few minutes left. I want you to pray to God. If you know you have not given your life to Christ, just wave your hand to Jesus while the rest of us pray to God and say, Father, give me the grace to remain connected. You are here tonight. You are not connected. You know it in your heart of heart that you don't know Christ. You are not connected to Christ yet. Or you have connected, but you are not carrying his power. Lift up those hands. If you are lifting it, please lift it up very well. Kindly lift it up very well. There is no way you can access breakthrough if you are not connected. If you are lifting your hand, please lift it up very well. Lift it up above. above your head. And I know that God is going to give you the access to himself in the name of Jesus. Also, if you are watching us on the internet and you want to surrender your life, or you are surrendering your life, you can let us know by sending us a mail on the email that has been displayed on the screen, and SMS and WhatsApp via the numbers that has been displayed on the screen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for as many that are dedicating their lives to you, and we pray, Lord, that you will no wise cast them away, but you will receive them unto yourself, and you give them the grace to live for you all the days of their lives in the name of Jesus. Amen. Can we please rise up on our feet as we begin to pray? Let's begin to thank God for the word of God, the word of truth that we have received today. Let's thank him for the word of truth that we have received today. And say, Father, thank you for the word of truth that I've received today. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank him, thank him, thank him. Thank the Lord Jesus for the word of truth that you have received today. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You are going to say just a few prayers, because the time is up already. A few prayers. We are still going to pray more the next section, but just a few prayers. Say, oh Lord, I receive the grace to walk in faith and to be passionate about you. Help me also to be diligent. Pray unto God and say, Father, I receive the grace to work in faith. I receive the grace to be connected to you. I receive the grace to be passionate about you. I receive the grace to seek after you. I receive the grace, O Lord, to be diligent in the name of Jesus. I receive the grace, O Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. We are praying. You want to say, Father, every power holding down my breakthrough be destroyed in Jesus' name. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Every power holding down my breakthrough, I command, let them be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Let them be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Let them be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. We are praying. God say, oh Lord, say it with all your power. Say, oh Lord, let the doors of breakthrough, let the doors of my breakthrough, let them be opened permanently in the name of Jesus. Let the doors of my breakthrough be opened permanently in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, let the doors of my breakthrough be opened permanently in Jesus' mighty name. We are praying. We are going to pray against scarcity of breakthrough. You know, some people enjoy breakthrough 2015, then to 2020 before another breakthrough. That will not be your portion in Jesus' name. You are going to pray, Father, my life will not be scarce of breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. My life will not be scarce of breakthrough. My destiny will not be scarce of breakthrough. My life will not be scarce of breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, my life will not be scarce of breakthrough in the name of Jesus.
Give Jesus a big clap for that awesome word sent to us. Jesus, your name is power. Jesus, your name is love. Jesus, your name will break every stronghold. Jesus, your name is love. Jesus, Jesus, your name is power. Oh, ever seen a father that does not want his children to do well? A good father. I am yet to see a father who wants his sons and his daughter to struggle throughout life. A good father. Our God is a good father. He does not desire that you struggle. He does not desire that you bring out white hairs before you can do well in life. He wants you to be blessed. And many a times there are strongholds, there are hindrances, there are stumbling blocks that stand between us and our next levels. And I see God tonight restoring to you all your lost years in the name of Jesus. I say I see God restoring all your lost years in the name of Jesus. I see God granting you breakthrough in every area of life in the name of Jesus. Oh my God, restorer of my life. Receive your breakthrough now. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. Spiritual breakthrough, physical breakthrough, academic breakthrough, marital breakthrough, financial breakthrough. Receive it, receive it, receive it. Pray, everybody. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Take it, take it, take it, take it, take it. Induano jagana na klano zagala bayarasa. Ela to garade ke kika grade ke zosakra de kedesi. Ela babara pakota prakose kete pragada ya. Elefra gakato merendo shekeli aglagase. Ereto pagakese krede kede. Take it. Take your breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Physical, spiritual, marital, financial breakthrough. Breakthrough in the spirit, let it appear in the physical. Let my breakthrough appear. Let my breakthrough appear. Let my breakthrough appear. Any kando zagana nekrene suzu andreneshi eleku tabara agugo goremetia nagaradasia ele bragadas. I'm not too small to command breakthrough. I'm not too small to command respect. I'm not too small to do well in life. Take it, take it. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, oh Lord, remove all barriers. Remove all barriers to my breakthrough. To my breakthrough. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Remove every barrier to my breakthrough. Remove every hindrance that the wicked has placed before me that is stopping me from going to my next level. that is hindering me from succeeding. Father, remove it. Daddy, remove it. Baba, remove it. Father, remove it. Father, remove it. Take it away, that barrier. Remove that financial barrier. Remove that spiritual barrier. Remove that financial barrier. Remove that academic barrier. Remove every barrier before me. Take it away. Take it away. Take away that barrier. Take away that hindrance. Take away that stumbling block. Take away that barrier that is standing before me. Let the barrier be removed. Let the barrier be taken away. Let my barrier be removed. Let my barrier be taken away. Let the barrier the wicked placed before me be taken away. Mighty name, we are praying. One of the major forces that God uses to bring breakthrough to you and I is helpers. Until you secure helpers, breakthrough sometimes might be difficult, because everyone's breakthrough is a function of the level of helpers he has been connected to. Bala no di de si mi o baba. Bala no di de si mi o. Bala no di de si mi o baba. Bala no di de si mi o. Ki wo wa ju ki ro lore ki wa iwo ki ro lore. Ato to ato si se ki ko lore wa de. Bala no di de si mi o. For me, let my helpers be awake. My helpers must not sleep off on me. My helpers must not sleep off while they should help me. My helpers should not sleep off while they should assist me. Those that should help me must not sleep off. Raise your voice and pray. 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 Those that must help me must help me. Those that must assist me must assist me. Those that must help me must help me. Those that must assist me must assist me. They must not die with the help they should give to me. Those that God sent to help me must help me. Those that God sent to me to help me must help me. Those that God sent to me to assist me must assist me. Pray, 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 pray. Those you have sent to me to help me, Father, let them help me. Mighty name, we are praying. Media, I'm sorry. That's not part of the outline for tonight, but the Holy Spirit just spoke to me, and then I'm just moving in accordance with the Holy Spirit. Now, listen to this. I just heard this just now. One of the major forces that hinders breakthrough is sudden disfavor or dislike by helpers. They can't explain it. You just look somehow to them. They just don't feel like helping you any longer. They just feel like withdrawing their help and assistance. You are going to pray. Every seed of disfavor and rejection. Every seed of disfavor and rejection that want to hinder my breakthrough. Tonight, clear away. Lift your voice and pray. 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 Every seed of disfavor and rejection seed of disfavor and rejection. Every seed of disfavor and rejection. Father, remove it, remove it, remove it, remove it. I will no longer suffer disfavor. I will no longer suffer rejection. I will no longer suffer disfavor. I will no longer suffer rejection. Pray, pray very well. No more disfavor. No more rejection. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You will say in the name of Jesus, all forces in heaven and on earth will work together to deliver my breakthrough this year. Lift your voice and pray. All forces in heaven and on earth, they will work together to deliver my portion. All forces in heaven and on earth, they will work together to deliver my breakthrough. All forces in heaven and on earth will work together to move me to my next levels. Every force of heaven, every force of the earth, they will work together. They will work together to deliver my breakthrough to me, to deliver my success to me, to deliver my testimony to me. Every force of heaven, every force of the earth, they will work together to deliver unto me what is mine. Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say in the name of Jesus, I will move forward in the right direction. I will go forward and I will go forward in the right direction. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. I am progressing and I'm going forward in the right direction. I am going forward and I'm going forward in the right direction. I refuse to step forward in the wrong direction. I refuse to go forward in the wrong direction. Father, I receive the grace to go forward and in the right direction. Father, let me go forward and let me go forward in the proper, right, correct direction. Pray, 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 pray. I must advance and in the right direction. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say in the name of Jesus, I am going to higher heights. Higher heights of breakthrough. Higher heights of testimony. In the remaining months of this year, I am going to higher heights. Go forward and begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. I am going higher. Yes, I am. I am going higher today. I am going above thy shadow. Into the presence of God. Result is going higher. GP higher. Turnover in business higher. My grade in my office is going higher. I am going higher. Oh, tin shi share po. Baba she la she pe. Baba she la she pe. Oh, tin shi share po. Baba she la she pe. In Jesus' name we are praying. You will say, Father, that good work that you have started in 2019, Father, complete it. Complete that good work. Complete that great work that you have. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Mighty name we are praying. You will say the name of Jesus. All cases in my life that seems impossible, Father, make them possible. Daddy, make them possible. Make my breakthrough possible. Make my marriage possible. Make my graduation possible. Make my traveling abroad possible. Make my blessing possible. Make my conception possible. Lift your voice and pray. Everybody, pray, 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 pray. Make it possible. Make impossibility possible in my life. Make it possible. Pray very well, 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 pray very well. Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, power for wealth and abundance. Power for wealth and abundance. Fall upon me today. Fall upon my life today. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Power for wealth and abundance. Power for surplus. Power for surplus. Father, let it fall upon me today. Power to create wealth. Power for wealth and abundance. Power for surplus. Fall upon me today. Come upon my life. Come upon my business. Come upon my career. Come upon my destiny. The power for wealth and abundance. The power for surplus. Power for more than enough. Power for more than enough. Fall upon me today. Fall upon my life today. Fall upon my life today. Fall upon my destiny today. In the name of Jesus. Pray, 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 pray. The power for wealth, the power for abundance, the power for surplus, fall upon my life today. I must not beg for bread. In the remaining part of 2019, I will not beg for bread. I will not lack blessing. I will not lack blessing. I will not lack favor. I will not lack God's grace. I will not lack blessings. Pray. You will say in the name of Jesus, the power for breakthrough sustenance, the power for breakthrough sustenance fall upon me. I will not crash along the road. I will not crash along the way. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Pray. Power for breakthrough sustenance fall upon me. I will not crash along the way. I will not crash in the journey of life. I will not crash when it's getting better for me. I will not crash in the prime of my life. Are you praying? 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 I will not crash along the way. I will not crash along the line. I will not be destroyed along the line. I will not be destroyed along the line. Power for breakthrough sustenance. Power for breakthrough sustenance. Power for breakthrough sustenance. Fall upon me today. Fall upon my life today. Fall upon my family today. The power for breakthrough sustenance. The grace for breakthrough sustenance. The power for breakthrough sustenance. Fall upon me today. Fall upon my life today. Fall upon my destiny today. That power that will help me to sustain this breakthrough that I've received tonight. Father, let it come upon me today. Let it come upon me today. Let it come upon me today. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, oh Lord, bless your church, Impact House International Church, and our members. Bless us, oh God, with brand new breakthroughs, with brand new miracles, with brand new testimonies. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Bless your church, Impact House, and our members with brand new breakthroughs, with brand new testimonies, with brand new breakthroughs, with brand new testimonies, with brand new breakthroughs, with brand new testimonies. Lord, bless your church. Bless your church with brand new breakthroughs. Are you praying at all for the church? Are you praying? 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 In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, frustrate the counsel of the enemy in your church. Frustrate the counsel of the wicked over this commission, over her members. Bible says he frustrated tokens of liars and he make diviners mad. Father, frustrate the counsel of the wicked over this commission, over his members. Frustrate the counsel. Frustrate their plan. Frustrate the plan of our enemies. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Frustrate the counsel of the wicked. 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 Frustrate the counsel of the powers of darkness. Frustrate their counsel. Frustrate their powers. Frustrate their intention. Frustrate their schemes. Frustrate their powers. Frustrate what their plan. Frustrate the counsel of the powers of darkness. Destroy and destabilize the counsel of the wicked over us, over this commission, over the members, over the leadership, over the pastors. Frustrate every counsel of the enemy in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, cause your church to break forth, to break through on every side. We will break forth to the left. We will break forth to the right. We will be a church without walls. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, cause your church to break forth. Cause your church to break through in the name of Jesus. Let your grace for breakthrough rest upon the church. Rest upon the membership. Let your grace. Let your grace for breakthrough rest upon the church. Let us break forth to the right and to the left. Draw in multitude into your church in the remaining 6 months of this year. Remove every limitation. Remove every hindrances. Call all cell fellowship to expand. Cause all churches to expand. Cause all our churches to grow and to go forward. In the name of Jesus. Place your hand upon all our churches, upon all our cell centers. Pray. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. We pray for our students who are currently taking their examinations. That Father, grant these ones breakthrough in this exam. Grant them breakthrough. Let this exam be the best they have ever done in their life. Lift your voice and begin to pray. In the name of Jesus. Father, grant all our students the grace for breakthrough in the examination. None shall be a failure. None shall carry over any course. Let the power of breakthrough, let the spirit of breakthrough, let the power of breakthrough rest upon these ones, O God. None shall be a failure. None shall carry over any curse in the name of Jesus. Let the grace and the spirit of breakthrough rest upon these ones. Lord, let it be so. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Please bring out your expectations. If you don't have one, please wave your hands to God so that we can give you one. Tomorrow is the last day. You don't have an expectation slip yet? Please wave your hand. We still have quite a few copies left. Do we have a few copies left, or is it exhausted already? Anyone? Right, I want you to pray concerning this expectation and say after me, Father, Father, cause every expectation to turn to testimony. Lift your voice and begin to pray. 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 Father, turn my expectation into a testimony. Turn this expectation into a testimony. praise. Let's exalt him. Let's appreciate him. Let's give him all the praise. Let's give him all the glory. Let's give him all the honor. Let's give him all the adoration. Let's thank him. Let's exalt him. Let's give him glory. Father, we thank you for tonight. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you adoration. Blessed be thy name. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy. Again and appreciate him, give him praise. Mighty, 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 mighty God. Thank you, Lord. 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 Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Every of your expectations tonight, I declare, turn to testimonies in the name of Jesus. All you have raised to the Lord tonight shall return to you as testimonies in the name of Jesus. You have heard God do that of others. He will do your own in the name of Jesus. He will do your own in the name of Jesus. God will do your own in the name of Jesus. God has done wonders for others. He will do your own in the name of Jesus. Your expectation will not be cut short. Your expectation will not be cut short. And this season is your season. This season is your season. This time is your time. It is done. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.